Where is it? Oh my God. Oh my God. What?
We're live. My sheet. Even though it didn't
Are
say.
We?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey, everybody. It's Angel Answers tonight, and we are the ladies and the angels on Angel Answers that we call ourselves, and it's Sacred Embers group on Facebook, and it's Wednesday, November 22nd, 2023, and it's time for our show. My name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts, along with Mary Hernandez and Liz Pfister. And I want to say hello, angels. How are you tonight?
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Doing all right. Just stumbling through this one. But
a little hiccup.
Yeah. And so Peg Jones and DC Love aren't here right now, and neither is Catherine Peeples. So what I'm going to do is just go around. We're going to go around the table after I read their bios. And then that's how we'll start. So let's see. DC Love is an angel intuitive conscious channel, divine healer channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, and her spirit dog, Ginger and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. And Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki, IET, and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, ascended masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And you can find the whole group of us on Sacred Embers, sacredembersshow.wixsite.com. And in there, there's a whole list of what we do in there. There's a beautiful website that Lynn Bleasdale created. It's really stunning. It's worth just looking at all the pictures, all the info about everybody. There's so much in there. It's really interesting. You can get a reading from people. And so that's where we are. I just wanted to say, because I'm getting this so strong in my mind right now, when I said that we call ourselves angels. Well, we do. I don't really call myself an angel throughout daily life, though, however, just for the show mainly, because I never feel like I'm quite angel material, you know, but I do work on it. I can say that, that I work on the, and we were talking about this beforehand, that just even working on a spiritual path is a good start, you know, if you can do a little bit every day. Whatever it is that you can do, prayer or singing or chanting or meditation or just, you know, saying a nice words out in the universe, sending something to somebody, things like that. But anyway, all that gets explained as we do the show. So I just wanted to say that. That was like coming to me really strong. 'Cause some people I have said, well, you just, I mean, not a lot of people, but every once in a while I do get this where, oh, you just think you're better than people. No, or you're a goody two-shoe. No, no. That's not it at all, really. In fact, maybe the opposite of that. And it's just like a designated path that I've chosen to be on. It doesn't mean that I certainly have anything, you know, I'm still a human trying to work out my human path here and karma and all that. So. And thank God, that's what we're doing here. We are humans here working on that. So it's cool to be a human. But anyway, Sunday night, it's Sunday afternoon. I mean, it's 12 noon Pacific Standard, and at 12 noon, and then 3 p.m. Eastern, it's Enter the Light. And that's headed by Lynn Bleasdale, Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. And then there's and that's a great show, by the way. Then there's Monday, which is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, and that's Catherine Peeples and DC Love. That's a beautiful show. It's on 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern. They do all kinds of stuff about healing modalities and it's just incredible to listen to. It's really worth it, just like Sunday show is too. Then there's Tuesday show, Mary Hernandez show called We Are One, and she's already had her second week. It's been on Instagram, and it's just fantastic. It's beautiful. I really recommend it. It's on at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. It's just an amazing show, and she does an excellent job. So then there's The Lighthouse, and that's headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They come on here every few months or whenever, and they let us all know eventually when they post their stuff. So that's it. And then we are Wednesday night, Angel Answers. And so that's what I wanted to say. I didn't want to miss that. So I'm a psychic medium who does animal totems, and I see the animals. They just come through my eyes. I can see them. And sometimes I've seen them out in the real world too, just physically. They have come through. So they are really real. I mean, they actually happen, and we all have them, and they just surround us. They're like angels or guides, and they help us. And so it's really worth, if you feel like it, checking that out. There's a lot of information about them. Then I do predictions, and I have that on my website, www.wefindourway.com. And I have added a few more even in the last day or two. It's just something that I work on. It's like a project, and I don't do like a whole lot of it. I do little bits at a time, and then I work my way through the next year. And what really is funny to me is a couple of them have come through lately, and these were like more than a year ago. They're late. But I'm glad it happened. I'm glad it came through, and I'm a little disappointed that my timing wasn't correct, but what can you do? You just do the best you can, and timing is really hard. So anyway, then I write poetry, and I have that on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I'm trying to work with musicians. That's what I want to do. That's my big dream, is putting my words to music, if that would ever be possible someday. I'd love to do that. So I'm working on that. And then there's a lot of other things that I do, but I'm not going to talk about it right now, so I'm just going to hand it right over to the beautiful and lovely and very talented Mary Hernandez, along with Liz Pfister, but Mary's going first. Hi, Mary.
Hi, how are you? I'm so happy to be here with you ladies. We're missing DC and Peg, but I mean, it's holiday time, so there's family. You know, some of us need more rest, before the big holiday tomorrow, the big Thanksgiving. What are we grateful for, right? Again, you know, it's about showing gratitude. I know we're all big on this show about gratitude, showing, being grateful for everything that we have. You know, the thought of just waking up in the morning and being able to open your eyes, get up from the bed. Those are things that we should be grateful for our family, for our health, for the home we live in, the bed we sleep in, having water, having food. There are people out there that don't have that, and it's just praying for them and having gratitude for the things that we do have. So I just wanted to start with that before I introduce myself. And I also wanted to say, Jan, your predictions mm-hmm. have come to pass, a lot of them, and understanding, as you said, that there's no time in spirit, right? So we're getting these
right.
because I've gotten a couple. And it's really hard to tell timing. Like, I've seen a lot of the stuff that future events that are going to happen, and a lot of people are talking
That's
about
right.
it. And you know, there's no time in spirit, so we can't really tell a time. So don't beat
That's
yourself
true.
Up about that, because you are amazing. Most of the things that Jan has on her website, most of them have come to pass. So if you look at her previous predictions, you know, it's just timing is, you know, it's different in spirit. So it's not our time, you know. So I just wanted to say that, Jan, not to,
Thank
you know.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate
you
it.
You are
and
amazing.
And you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Well.
So, The angels really wanted me to tell you that because you are amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate it very much.
I'm Mary Hernandez, and I'm an angel intuitive. I'm also a channeler, a trance healer, and Reiki master, also an ordained minister, a numerologist, tarot and oracle card reader, a candle creator, and I do healing candles, and Mother Mary is one of them that's infused with love, light, and healing. And I also have Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. As you know, and I have necklaces, crystal keychains, origami pyramids. Those are not on my website. Some of my candles are, not all of them. It's just I like to post them when I go do events outside. And if anyone listening to this show is interested, they just, you know, DM me, direct message me on Instagram or Facebook, and just let me know what you want, and we ship it. So that was that. And then I just wanted to say about my show, the We Are One podcast, which I originally was supposed to be on Block Talk Radio, but it got Spirit had other plans. They really want me to do like a visual because, you know, it's about seeing the person, you know, and they want me to be seen along with anyone else that I bring into the show or the Instagram Live. So basically, you know, I've had my second show. It's going to be different times, basically only because, you know, I'm working on the time of the guests that I bring in. I'm hoping that almost everybody could do a 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, but yesterday I was on live at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, you know, and that podcast for me is to bring in guests to assist in the big shift of human expanded consciousness and to reach as many people as possible. So you guys can share on that message to anyone that is interested. You know, it goes on Instagram and I save it so that everyone could re-listen. You know, we talk about the energies, we talk about, I love to, anything that I learn, I love to share because it's about sharing. It's tapping into our hearts and connecting to our oneness. You know, it's about stepping out of the separation, you know, and so that's one of the things I wanted to talk about. And then, as we know, on 11/26 is the full moon in Gemini, and I wanted to talk about a little bit about that. It's about Gemini is about choices, and just so you guys know, I brought in astrologer yesterday. So George Lewis was on with me yesterday. So just, you know, you can re-listen to what it was that he talked about. But I love getting information from astrologers. And this one, this full moon right now on the 26th is about seeing what it is that we don't want to see. It's a lot about secrets being revealed, breaking down the old, including old cycles within our lives that have ended. You know, that was one of them that I got loud and clear, you know, just letting go of the old. It's a time of rebirth and consciousness, and we're birthing a new earth of consciousness. And it's our love, peace, and light. You know, I know there's a lot of things on the outside going on, but it's just, again, focusing on our heart space. I can't tell you enough how much I'm being told that or being instructed by the guides, the ascended masters that I work on. It's about the heart. It's all about the heart, being within the heart. So the more we pray in groups of like two or more, it's bringing these three, love, peace, and light, is the more that we can let go of everything that is not love and raising the collective's vibration, because this is the age of love. This is the age of love. I know the outside is showing us that it is not, but it's again a choice of either staying in fear or going into love. So what choice are you going to make, right? I'm not telling you guys to choose. I mean, I'm just here, the communicator from spirit, from everything, all the research I've been doing and what I'm being told. And it's just, everything is created by a thought form, right? The more we think about a positive thought, it's creating our reality. So thoughts are really very powerful. And what we say is also very powerful. They become things. So the more and more we say positive things after an I am is very important because, you know, sometimes I catch myself saying something and I say, okay, clear, cancel, and release. If we say something that is not in the vibration of what we want to manifest. So if you, people make errors, even all of us do, right? So this is the time, again, to go inwards and focus on what is not love within you. So when we're creating, it must be within our heart space, not from fear, jealousy, or any kind of emotion that is not love. So when you love yourself, you emanate that love to others, and people will see that radiant light within you, and they just want to be around you. So I feel like we're being asked definitely to be trailblazers, dare to do things differently like I am. I'm daring to do things differently. I want to share everything. I want to, like, there's so many collaborations coming into form, and it's all about sharing. It's not allowing separation to come into play. We've already had so much separation, so much jealousy, so much this, so much that. You know, it's just about coming together into oneness, and it's, you know, it's getting ready for this shift of humanity. I mean, this is the biggest time, you know, that we could ever think of. And it's like so many people are coming into their true self, you know, the Christ consciousness self. And it's just like, so I am emotionally happy by that. So I just wanted to communicate that because as I was listening to, you know, the Gemini, what the full moon in Gemini is bringing, I felt so much, so I kept writing. It was just like spirit was working for me to write this down to communicate today and share it because, I mean, it's all about sharing. And what I wanted to say about this weekend, I don't know if you guys saw, I was at a convention center and I taught a workshop and it was so amazing. The the like-minded people that were there, everyone almost everyone on my workshop believed in angels and, you know, guides and just assisting them, you know, how to connect and do certain things, you know, do's and don'ts, you know, just suggestions. But I just had such a magical experience of like-minded individuals and meeting more of my soul tribe. So there were people there that, like, wow, just like seers. And one of the amazing parts that I had was during my reading, I had a physical interaction with spirit, and I was able to the person that I was giving a reading to got a hug from her sister in spirit. And it was just like, we were both hugged by spirit. And it was just, this is called physical mediumship. And it's just like, we were both sitting across from each other. I gave her a reading and I was just like, okay, you're ready? And all of a sudden we both got enveloped with like hugs and the most intense feeling. So can you imagine what we can bring in from spirit as long as we have our hearts open? So I know, again, I'm going into so much detail, but that was just exhilarating. I mean, I was just pure happiness. And so was my sister, the person I was giving a reading to across from me. It was just amazing to feel that. And if we could all bring that on from passed on loved ones and people get hugs from them, it's just like this world will become full of love. So tapping into that one self, our Christ consciousness self, is going to help others expand and helping to teach others about that expansion, about sharing your knowledge and, you know, about, wow, oneness. And I just wanted to say that. And a couple of people, while I was doing my presentation or workshop, came up to me afterwards and they said they saw like a halo above me and angel wings behind me, like enveloped me.
Wow.
Like, and it was just so magical. So it brought me to tears to know that, because I worked so hard to like to bring just love to everyone, you know, and to help people. And it's not wanting, not expecting. When you give, you don't expect anything in return. If it's given, then you receive it. But it's more doing, you know, but it is a flow of, you know, give and take. But again, it's just giving with your heart and not expecting anything. And just like those comments and thank yous and hugs after readings, it was just like, if it filled me up with so much joy that I was so excited to share it today on this podcast. I didn't share it yesterday. Well, I think I did a part of it, the one with the hug. But I mean, it was just phenomenal. And if we could just have more people stand up and do this and share, you know, and everything will flow in, because the more you stand in and serve your life purpose, the more spirit is going to be there. So one step, 10 steps will be taken by spirit to help you even more. So, you know, I just wanted to say that, and, you know, I'll give it over to I first have to say, you can go to my website to book a reading at www.theangelwithin.com or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com as well. But I had to share that. I know I took like 30 minutes out of the show, but it's just so important to give, you know, especially during this time. It's so important to give. So I'll switch it over to Liz.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is Liz Bistra. I'm an intuitive empath, and I'm the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I usually say I know a little bit about a lot of things. I love the metaphysical and spiritual, and I love to talk about it, learn about it, teach about it. So I teach meditation at my center. I teach about doing the self-work, like Mary was talking about, tapping into your angels and things like that. But I also do card readings. I'm a Reiki healer, an ordained minister, a sound healer, and so many more things, I'm sure. But every Tuesday night on our Facebook page, which is at River Maven 77, I do a live stream of my crystal singing bowl meditation for an hour. And speaking of giving, Mary, you know, I've been giving this freely since March of 2020. I live streamed it for a year and a half, you know, for the pandemic, you know, during the pandemic and after, so we were feeling better. And so many people had connected with it and watched it from all over that were not local, that I continue to live stream it, even though I allow people to come and see it in person. So I don't charge for it. I allow people to give a donation if they like. And yesterday it kind of paid back tenfold. I was telling you ladies before the show that I was contacted by a friend of mine to come and play at his place of work, which is they do like day have for mentally handicapped people. So I'll be doing that in the next couple of weeks. And then I was also contacted by a woman from the Teachers Resource Center, where they, you know, offer help for teachers after school. You know, if they need help with like different programs and stuff that they do, or, you know, finding information. But the woman that is in charge of the center also is trying to find things for their mental health because of all the stress teachers have been under. So she usually offers yoga and Zumba, and somebody had suggested sound healing, and they knew me and put it out there. So I have five things I'm going to do for them between January and March at the teacher center. And both of these things are paid. So it's amazing because it does come back. But I also wanted to share my card pull last night from my singing bowl meditation. It's one of my favorite cards in my card deck. And it goes right along with what Jan was saying and Mary both about kindness, right? And putting kindness out there. And it says, kindness causes ripples across the universe, makes them often. So, you know, we underestimate the power that, you know, a kind word or a smile or, you know, holding the door, something simple that we take for granted the effect that it has on people. You know, anytime we are kind and we are endearing to people, it multiplies tenfold. It goes out into the universe 10 times what we, that little bit we give. So never underestimate it. You don't know whose day you might make. But, so I wanted to share that. And I did bring my crystal pyramid this evening to get us all grounded and connected in before callers and Jan's poem. So take a nice big deep breath in together through our nose, filling up nice and full, and then sigh it out, all the stress and tension of the short week we've had. And hopefully people have the next couple days off. Take another deep breath in through your nose, filling all the way up, and then let it out. And one more deep breath in. And as you release, just tune in to the sound.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you. So, here we are. And I, after my meditation last night, I gave everyone homework, which was to come up with 3 things they're grateful for between last night and today. So, I'll pass that on to our callers as well. Think of 3 things that you're grateful for this week, you know? And don't underestimate any little thing, because even the little things are great things to be thankful for. So we always have blessings. So that's what I've got. And Jan, I think we're ready for your poem.
Okay. So, Liz, that was so amazing that what I saw. I saw my guide, the one that helps me with animals. When I've had missing animals and people ask me to find their animal, that is the guide that comes through. And there he was when you did your crystal. I mean, it was just like, oh, well, hi. And I was trying to get... find out what he wanted to tell me, but he didn't say anything, so he was just there. And
I'm going to say, I hope no one's missing an animal.
Yeah, exactly. That, and you never know. Well, actually, I'm still working on one reading for that, so I'm not done, but maybe that's what he's saying. Don't forget to finish that. That's probably what that was, but it was nice to see him anyway. But I missed your show last night because I was out doing errands like all day and late into the night. So I missed it, and I'll have to catch up to it. And Mary, that talk was just really beautiful, and I loved hearing what you had to say there. That was just amazing. And God,
thank you.
It's like a class for us, you know, and Well, you both, you and Liz are do that so well. And but yeah, that was so interesting, and thank you for all that beautiful information. So I'm just going to and talking about my predictions, etc., and just going to pull a card out of Liz's deck here, and they're already shuffled. So it goes, oh, this is cool. Sharing is caring. So there you go. It's all about sharing. And that's the card for that. And then the other deck that my sister-in-law gave me, and this one is, let's see, I can't, they're hard to pick up. This one goes, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends. Oh, my God, isn't that so true? That is just so true. And, I mean, that is, I think that's what a lot of us, you know, work on. That's, we try to do that. We really do.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and start. And this one says, there will always be haters. Let's concentrate on the generators, the creators, the positive initiators. And this one says, our friends, jazz hands, our friends, we grow our wings and make journeys with them in life. We fly together along the way. We help one another to let go of strife. We are many hands that we hold, jazz hands, courageous hands, sad hands, happy hands, from young to old. And this says, let possibilities soar and let's fly into rainbows galore. And this says, the only absolute that I could ever consider is that God is love, and love multiplies in every dimension and in every direction. And this says, my body to groove. I just want to dance to feel my body move to the music for my body to groove. And this one's called Radiant Lord Rubies. Radiant Lord, like rubies and sapphires, shining so brilliantly it never tires. Omnipresent God, inside and out we find never-ending love for body and mind. Grand Spirit, tirelessly forgiving, forever compassionate, give miracles to the dead and the living. And this one's called Peace Poem. I'm like you and you're like me. Let's live in this life more peacefully, shall we? And this says, you're majestic. Hold your center. Carry your majestic into your destiny with no shame, with no one to blame. It's not for fame, but for your wild and for your tame. Hold your center. Divine stubbornness is really your ally. Surrender is your freedom. Trust your instincts. Acknowledging love is your medium. And this one is black and white echoes of a full moon. That night I was humming a familiar tune. Fragments of memories of past love permeated me in electric chills of stillness as romance was in my soul of black and white echoes of a full moon. And this one's called We Are Precious Gems. Can we stretch our differing beliefs amongst each other and beyond the limits? Can we leap to the solutions and not the problems? Can we reach our ideas to better heights of thinking? Can we see connection instead of hatred as we are precious gems? And this one's called Forked Tongues. And this is the most evil poem that I've ever written. And I'll tell you, I've got more likes and more shares on this. So it's just funny. It says, be careful of those with forked tongues. They are sweet in their colors of emotional pink, but inside they are black, dark, and they reek and stink while we watch a snake in action as they slither and sneak, scheming with their cohort, so sweet, so pink. That could be Halloween or something. And this one's called The Compassionate Self-Care. And I don't mean to say Halloween in a bad light. That's just, you know, it could have been kind of like a monster or something. Be so hard on yourself. That doesn't help you or others. But when you have compassion for yourself, then you have compassion for your sisters and brothers. Everything gets shaken in the process of transformation. Stay close to the soul's messenger. And this says, when the universe winks the kiss, when the universe winks at me with stars so bright at night and the moon is a sliver of delight, I send a kiss back and the cosmos bursts a twinkle so full of light. And we're almost done. This is called Angels Friends. And then she was reminded by a dear one that angels show up just at the right time. Orchestrated by divine synchronization, they give us light, give us what we need at those moments, and we are given a gift from them. They are our friends. This is called Change Butterfly. We are the change. We are the hope. We are the peace. We are going to cope. And this says peace, so that our creative energy is set free, and sometimes we may agree to disagree, but that we might hold hands in a circle so wide that it extends throughout the earth, even if it's only in one's mind. It ripples unity, peace, and rebirth. And this is renewal, thanksgiving. Renewal, decrease criticism, value one another, demonstrate consideration to our sister and brother, develop gratitude, the same attitude of our heavenly host, develop humility, lessen the hostility, then give our best toast. It is a time to appreciate, a time to negotiate, grateful living and abundance in giving will bring only the best of everything. We could sing together and eat as there is plenty, a time of feeling joy through unity, a time to have fun and feel free. Happy Thanksgiving, 2023. And the last one says, a prayer for Thanksgiving. I see a new life. We are walking into the light. I see us with less strife. We are no longer in a fight. I see us living in freedom. We are walking with clear sight. I see our kingdom come. We are going to be all right. And that's a manifestation prayer, you know, of what could be and really could be, and I think will be in the future in our new earth that we are all co-creating right now together. So that's that. That's the end of the poems.
Beautiful.
And we're done.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm like, I couldn't unmute myself.
Oh.
Oh, but they were beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And I hope
absolutely
that we're creating that.
Thank you.
I do too.
Yeah, I think we are. We're definitely ready.
Yeah. All right. Well,
so,
are we ready to pick up some callers? Is Mary on here?
Yes. Is Mary
yes
on?
Can you hear me?
Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Jan, you didn't hear. I said I love your poems. I thought you guys can hear me.
Oh. No, yeah. I couldn't hear you at all. Not at all.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we do.
Okay. Awesome. I'm sorry. I was talking to myself,
okay,
I guess.
Well, I couldn't get my button to push to unmute. I'm like, oh, my gosh, come on. All right. Well, if we're ready to roll, we've got
yes
some callers on the switchboard. All right. Here
okay
we go.
Okay.
Area code 860. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Amala. How are you?
Hi, Amala. How are you? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I do. It's been very topsy-turvy this past fall, September, October, November, and I just can't believe how much, there's just so much change. It's like I can't keep up with it. It's just, it's like I'm in the vortex of just stuff and change, death, rebirth, all
mm-hmm
that. So it's interestingly enough, this just happened. So I've been friends with this guy just platonically, and we kind of separated. I was basically doing a lot of soul searching, and you know, basically he's taught me to value myself, because I had to put my boundaries and set healthy boundaries with him. And then we had a little separation, and then I actually reached out to him last week. And then I didn't have any expectations if he'd reach out back to me, because it was pretty crystal clear of what my decision was, which is basically to move on 2 months ago. So fast forwarding today, he actually, I was totally surprised, responded a week later after I reached out. So he says he needs time after the holiday, which is, I understand. But is there something going on? Like, does he have feelings for me, or is it just, I don't know. Okay, anything you got with this? This is, it's very, if you could tell, it's very intertwined. So,
mm-hmm,
anything you got? Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Amala, it's Jan.
Hi.
So what is his name? what's his name? Or if you don't want to say his name, that's okay. Don't, you don't have to say his name. I'm sorry. Ah,
it's okay. It starts with a J. J.
Okay. Well, I got a black cat for you.
Okay.
And I thought it was a tiger, but it's not. It's more of a cat, like, you know, like a regular cat. But tiger is fine too, but so cats utilize negative feelings and realign energy fields. As healers, cat work discreetly, sitting nearby, allowing us to pet them. Cat knows how to restore inner balance and peace. Cat boosts confidence and courage, challenging us to be bold and helping us to land on our feet. That's one thing they really do, is they land on their feet a lot. Cat encourages independence, creative thought, and new adventures. They are self-assured and encourage us to be the same. And cats know how to relax and remain still for long periods, and then they will pounce. So they're agile in their body and mind.
Yes.
And they give us a surge of creative vision and awaken us to magic. So you have a really, I mean, that's cool. Cats are just really cool. So you have a great animal around you.
Okay.
And they're very creative, you know. They have that really creative energy.
Yes.
And as far as your friend goes, I didn't get a whole lot, except I kept wanting to know his name, because it seems like it's a little like, I don't know how to describe it, like stepping on stones, and you're having to dodge things, it's like you're stepping on stones across the river, and you could slip and fall. And it's a little bit, it's just not stable, you know. That's what I'm feeling. Like, it's you could slip. And then, but then you get right back up, and then you step, you know, and you keep going. And that's kind of how I feel like it is. And so it's, you know, it's a tricky one. I see how you feel. It's, you know, it's just not as stable as you'd like it to be, even though you're going along. And I feel like that's how I feel like it is. I feel like you're stepping on stones along the river, and you can slip any time, and it's just not, there's not enough stability in that groundwork, you know?
I agree in the sense of just one thing is that, like, I think it's also been the story of this fall. It's been very slippery, and I feel like I've been walking on stones on a river. Like, there's no stability. Mm-hmm. It's like I could fall any time and I had to get up again. But that's what I mean. It's just been so wowness. There's no other way to describe it. So, but you're right, spot on.
So it, you know, it's just going to be like, and I feel like it's going to continue that way for a little while. So it's just up to you if you want to do that. But you can do it, and you can still, you know, I mean, I think there's going to be interaction between the two of you and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a slippery kind of thing. So it's really going to be up to you. If you want to hang out with that and stay with that, you know, you can. But,
right.
So that's what I'm getting. So I'm just going to so take good care, and but you do have that cat right around you, and that's a reassuring animal, I feel, and can lead you to all kinds of neat things. So you're not going to be left in the dust, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can move on
to
someone else if you choose. You really can. But you can also stay with this too, but it's going to be slippery. So Oh, I'm sorry to say that. But, I mean, it doesn't mean that you're not going to have a relationship with him. It just means it's just going to be, you know,
it's always going to be
hard.
I mean, I'm kind of testing out the waters, too, because we had a gap. We did have a pause, and it was a good month and a half or something. And that's for me, it felt right. Like, I was actually debating even to reach out to him last week. But it kept on coming up. And I'm like, okay, that means I wanted to, just to reach out.
Yeah.
And so he, and it, whatever time it took, he reached out a week later, which is now, which is today. So,
okay.
I'm not attached to outcome. So.
Well, I mean,
well, I'm just going to go with it.
I'm not. Right. I mean, you can choose to go with it, and it doesn't – I think you're going to have a relationship with him still, but it's just, you know,
okay,
a little tricky. And so it's just going to be, you know, that. And I think I'm going to pass it over to Liz or Mary. They'll have more for you. But I wish you well, and I think
you
have so much – yes, absolutely. And I'd love to hear back from you again. And I just want you to know that I think you have so much going for you, really.
Thank you so much. That means the world to me. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay.
Hi.
Hello.
Emma, it's Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. Okay, so in what I got for you was find your center. So I know you said it's rocky, it's all over the place. This is the time that's happening, right? Because there is a major rebirth. Everyone is waking up to their true self. So it's about, you know, letting go of what no longer serves us, bringing in new paradigms, becoming sovereign. So two cards fell out for you, and the first one was find your center. Your outside world is a reflection and a manifestation of what's going on inside you at this time. When the outside world becomes so hectic and stressful that your anxiety starts to overwhelm you, then this is an ideal moment to stop and ask, when was the last time I checked in with myself? And I talked about that, you know, being within ourselves as well. So what this card is saying is this is the perfect time for you to slow down, find your center right now, try not to get caught up in what's going on with the world. It's asking you to take a step back from your outside world or whatever is taking you from you, from your path, from your spiritual path, from your life purpose, and reconnecting back to your spiritual path. And then it says, when life gets chaotic and you need to pull back from the stresses and strains of daily life, use this card to help you slow the pace down. Go within and reconnect with your spiritual self. Simply close your eyes, put your hands over your heart, breathe deeply, and say to yourself, find your center. By doing so, you'll connect with your soul, where you'll discover that you're able to let go and gently relax into the present, releasing all those anxieties. When your inside world is at peace, it will be reflected and enjoyed in your outside world with a balanced body, mind, and soul. Wow, that's so beautiful. Ooh.
Yeah.
And that's a reminder for all, right? For everyone.
Yeah.
It's finding our center when everything is going crazy on the outside. Like, it's holidays coming, right? So Black Friday is like everybody's going to go shopping. I don't do any. I do all my shopping online most of the time, especially for the holidays.
I'm actually confirming the card. I definitely have been meditating a lot more and going within. Absolutely, 100%.
Okay,
and so, whatever is going on outside, that's what's going on outside.
That doesn't
define what's going on inside of you.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Right.
The other card that fell out for you was a father's love. So this is a picture of a father and daughter holding hands, and there's a beautiful sunflower in the middle where their hands are, you know, holding each other. And it says, a father's love for his daughter never dies. The strength gained from such love is often inquantifiable, in that it can be tapped into at any time for whatever reason. Whether your father is still here or has passed, a father's love is one of the strongest bonds any of us will ever experience. And I could say that I do confirm that, because a father's love is beyond Wow. I was daddy's little girl always. So, you know, that's really, yeah, so that's such a beautiful card. Just remember there's a father's love there. Again, whether he's here or not,
yeah.
he's, you know, you can always reach out and ask for assistance. And then I'll leave you with that, and I'm going to send you over to Liz, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Mary.
You're welcome.
Hi, Amala. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
And I wanted to say that I got that card was for you also, that you just read for Amala. I just heard that was for her with those symbols. I knew it was, I sensed it. But so I pulled two cards for you, Amala, and I got to tell you, it's funny. Well, I'll tell you the story. So the first one is 14 family tree, and it says expansion and legacy. And what I got from this was that he doesn't know what a healthy relationship is. He hasn't seen that in his life. He hasn't experienced it. Like, he didn't see that with his parents and things. And I don't know, you know, how much you know about that dynamic of his family, but if they have an aesthetic that they are, you know, happy-go-lucky or whatever, it's not, it's in the background, it's defunct. And unfortunately, when it's all we know, we don't know that it's wrong. Sometimes we can see that it doesn't work, and we don't understand how to fix it. But that's where I feel that he's at. He's just never seen a healthy relationship so that he knows what it looks like. And he's never felt safe. You know, I don't want to say he's never felt safe, but he's never
seen
people.
Wait, what did you say? I missed something. What was the last thing you said? He'd never felt what?
I said he's not felt safe, like with another person. And I almost feel like I don't want to say he hasn't felt safe, but he hasn't seen what it's like for someone to feel safe with someone else in a relationship, right?
Yes.
He's kind of only ever known, like, relying on himself. That makes sense. which he doesn't have to do. You know, there's been people that would have shown him, you know, equal love. He didn't know how to reciprocate it or how to recognize it. So,
And that's how we're similar, actually. That's how we're very similar. I healed. I grew with my family. Yeah, it's a reflection. It's always a reflection. Life gives you, what's the words I always say? The phrase really quickly is nothing happens to you, it happens for you. That's not my line. I think it's a universal line, but it says it all. But go ahead, sorry.
So the second card is number 29, connections, and it says partnership, contract, and commitment. So this is part of your soul contract, this relationship. I feel like it can work out, but you're going to have to be very patient, very, very patient. And if you're not attached to outcome, if you're okay with the friendship and you know, being friends and doing things together, then that's great. I mean, because who said it has to be labeled, right? If that's what you want, then, you know, you can go ahead and make a choice to do something different. But if you're happy with where you are and you like having the, you know, camaraderie with this person and doing things with them, then enjoy it, you know. It is a valued relationship for both of you in this lifetime. It's going to carry a lot of significance for both of you. It'll be your decision if you want to stay in it or if you're...
It's just a little confusing, honestly, just to kind of reflect upon what you just said, is that, I don't know, like, we had a break. It's so weird. It's like we've always been friends, but it feels like it's really, like, it was on the road of a, I don't even, sometimes I'm like, do I like him? And then sometimes I'm like, I'm a little confused myself. Like, the last time we spent time together, it was like, I'm turning 50 in like 3 weeks. And we went on a hot air balloon, and this was in August, and I invited him to go, and that was the last time. Like, that was the last time, and then everything unraveled right the day after. It's so weird, right? And then so now here we are. We have this little breakup in air quotes, and it was on me in the sense I initiated it because he didn't respect my boundaries. So I let him go. And then, and anyway, the bottom line is I reached out and you know the rest, and then here we are. So I'm a little confused. I don't even know, like, it's going to take time. I understand that. But sometimes I feel like he has feelings for me. So can you validate that in a card? I don't even know.
Well, that's where the confusion comes in for him, because he is feeling the things, but the problem is he hasn't seen a healthy way to behave when that happens.
Okay.
So he's confused as well. I think, you know, a lot of communication will help, being very direct and asking him, even if it may seem awkward, but the reality is he's not looking at complicated parts of it like you are, or, you know, or like the female brain does, I'll say. He's just going, okay, this feels good. I'm not sure what this feeling is, so I don't know what to do with it. So I'm going to go somewhere else so that I can kind of sort this out on my own, right? That's where he's at. because he doesn't know, you know, healthy processing and dealing with it. But the funny thing about these cards is the number 14 and the number 29. 14 is my boyfriend's birthday and 29 is our son's birthday. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, and this is, my boyfriend has a very, he grew up in a very convoluted, same type of thing, like didn't see healthy relationship, right?
Okay.
And so there's times when he's wonderful and he does all these things. And to me, sometimes it's a little over the top. I'm like, whoa, calm down. It doesn't have to be so big all the time, right?
Yes.
But there's other times when he's like, well, why can't, you know, why don't you make a bigger deal of this? And I'm like, well, okay. Like, you know, it's finding that balance, right? Like,
right.
We have to talk. We have to communicate it out. And for him, his childhood was when things got tough, you packed your stuff and you left. So for him to stay for 22 years, maybe sometimes under duress, that was a big change for him. You know, and there were things he had to grow through, and which, of course, then caused, you know, both of us pain at times because we don't know how to handle them. But the 29, you know, the relationship with my son it's difficult, you know, because you're a mother and you have, you know, you're concerned and you want to baby them and, you know, take care of them and wrap them in bubble wrap and not let anything hurt them. The reality is that they're here to experience their own life, and they're going to have these pains and hurts and things that you can't do anything about, and you have to like just watch.
So that's true.
That's why I say if side you want to stick this out, you're just going to have to be very patient because he's going to have to grow, which is going to take time. Because it's, you know what growth is like. It's not comfortable at first if we're not used to it. So, you know, most of the time we don't go willingly. And we can't push him either. You know what I mean? We could say, oh, it's so wonderful. I'm just telling you, if you just did it, you'd see how wonderful it is. It doesn't matter because until they're ready,
I definitely learned. I think this break has really helped me understand of, like, it's not even just patience of, like, I think one of you said just observe and take a step back. I think that was Mary. You know, taking a step back, and I really, that gave me the time to, like, what do I want and how do I deserve to be treated and all this other stuff, you know. Yeah. So, I mean, the way I'm at right now, even just by talking to you all, is just basically just walk mindfully, you know, and not no expectations again in the sense of just not either or, like let him be. That's the word too.
Right.
It's just like the phrase, just let him be. And I'm doing my own thing anyway. I just knew that that spirit talking to you when you kept on getting nudged. And I kept on questioning myself, should I reach out to this person? And it happened 3 times. I'm like, all right, I have to do this.
I always say three
so,
is the magic number. That's when you know.
Yeah.
Either way, though, it's a valuable friendship and valuable relationship. And, you know, there's no need to get rid of it or destroy it.
I think
you
we're
still
just,
both
I don't,
are, have value.
I think if it just if he does, and which he reached out to me in the first place, I think that's a good sign. Whatever time it takes, we're just going to basically the next, if we do communicate about what have, it's we're basically going to have to, it's starting all over. I feel it already. Like, it's just, we're just going to have to start all over. And that's not a bad thing. No.
Nope, not at all. All right. Well, we definitely want to hear back from your Amala. Let us know how things go. But we'll put you back on hold. And thank you for calling. And have a happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you later.
We haven't heard from Amala in forever.
I know. It was neat.
But, wow. What a great... Great first call. All right. Are we ready for another one, ladies?
Yes.
We'll
try to buzz right through here. Maybe we can get everybody on tonight.
Yes.
All right.
Cool.
Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please? Area code 607? Did they hang up? Put them on hold. Maybe they stepped away. Who knows? I'm like, we get these phantom callers.
And just a reminder for everyone, you know, that wants to ask that question, you know, it's just one question because we're just trying to get through all the callers. And there's a lot of callers tonight. So I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, it's that one question and just have that question on mind. So when Liz picks you up, you know exactly what you're asking. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's take another one here. All right. Area code 651, you're live with Angel Answers. Could we have your first name, please?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. Do you have a question for us?
Is it possible for me to get a general reading, or do you need to ask specific questions?
No, we can do the general reading. That's perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, Christiana. It's Jan.
Hey.
And tell me if I've given you this before, but I'm seeing a German Shepherd dog.
Yeah.
Did I give you that
for
last time?
For some reason,
too?
I knew you were going to say that. The dog. I always have the dog with me, not just with you.
Yeah.
Telling
I
me, but
you
many others.
Too. Oh, have
yeah.
they? Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it shows up really powerfully around you. This is a German Shepherd, a dog. So, well, so I read, I'm going to read from this book then to read the dog and give you a different idea of that. But yeah, you've definitely, that's neat though in a way, because that really shows you that is one of your main animals, you know what I mean? Because I just keep seeing it, and then if you have other people seeing it too, just makes it even more. So that's nice. You know for sure that's one of your animals. So let's see what they say in this particular. Okay, it says, let's see, dogs have keen senses of smell and hearing and alert us to danger. Intelligent and caring, they teach cooperation and altruism. Service dogs help us to move and see. Dogs boost our spirit and cheer us through our illnesses. They know how to listen, and they know how to soothe us through troubles and woes. Let's see. Dogs are good at sensing and healing emotional wounds, offering compassion and love. And dogs are devoted, and they are dog medicine is playful, free-spirited, lighthearted, and joyful. Good-natured and a faithful ally. Let's see, what else? Our healing is the joy of being, partnership and friendliness of simple things, walking, running, chasing, and playing when you want to play. We have a pact with humans, an agreement from ancient times. We are attuned to you, aligned in the heart space of love and protection. We play many roles to find your inner dog. We like to amuse you with our antics. We sit beside you and wait as you evolve. Our healing is about softening yourself, opening your heart to joy and fun. So clear and true. We trust and we shine brightly. So yeah, that is, I think that's incredible. I just love that about them. They are like that. And that goes along with your healing as a healer too. You know, to have that kind of spirit around you, to see clearly, to trust, to heal people, to heal people's emotions. You know what I mean? That's a beautiful, guide to have with you while you're doing your work and stuff. So, yeah, excellent. Well,
thank you.
You're welcome. I'm gonna just turn it right over to Mary then, or Liz.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Hi, Christiana. So I got for you the study card. I got two cards fall out for you. The study card, it says Spirit has its own special way of letting you know that it's time to study again. From time to time, it's important to go back and learn, whether that's learning old things in a new way or learning something totally new. This is an opportunity to expand your mind. And it's just working with Spirit, and it shows lots of butterflies. So you're definitely going through a major transformation. And for me, it's a beautiful transformation. And I don't know if blue is significant to you, but it's all blue butterflies. And so I think I put you something on Instagram or Facebook with blue with different color butterflies, and blue was one of them. So if not, just look it up, because I think it has a meaning as well. But you are expanding, and it's so great, you know, to see where you're going. So, you know, just Spirit wants me to talk about what, you know, like I'm always taking a course. I think the more knowledge we have, the more we can help others, you know, in every which way possible. That's how I think. So study it for me is very important. So right now I'm taking two courses. One of them is with Matthias Di Stefano. And you know, he's the young boy that remembered, now he's a man, remembered all his past lives. So I'm taking that course with him, and it's more about, you know, we're going through all our chakras and activating each one of them and connecting back to our past lives and going back into past lives and learning,
cool.
How to
you
tap into that within people and within yourself.
Yeah.
And then,
Sorry, I'm just got excited about that.
No.
I looked over and I have this cardboard piece that had my hair clips on it. And guess what it says? It says art class on the top.
Oh my God.
For hair clips.
That is
art
beautiful. And I know how much you love art and you're doing art. And it's going to, I'm telling you, it's going to expand. I know that. Your art is going to go places. So it's just believing. So the next card I have to give you is the let go card. So remember how we always say, once you let go of the outcome, you'll be able to release all the emotional constraints that have held you back in the past. So trust in the higher good and guidance of spirit, as we have only your best intentions at heart and will do everything in our power to protect you. Again, you know, it's like letting go and trusting what we're getting, right? I'm getting so much from spirit right now, where to go, what to do. And, you know, it's trusting that inside that those inner callings or inner the way we're being pulled, what direction, what is opening for us, you know, anything that is meant for us will be a little easier than what is not meant for us, you know? I feel like, but artwork is, you know, it's putting in the time too. And I know you know that, because you've been doing this for a little bit already. So it's going to pay off, Christiana. And, you know, once you let go, trust and surrender, that's what it's, you're being called to do. Let go, trust and surrender, manifest it, visualize it, being in, you know, these art exhibits and in these, you know, going to pop-ups and selling in there and being so popular. I see that. So I see lots of people lining up for your artwork. So just, you know, stay very positive. And I wish you all the luck and thank you for calling. And I'll switch you over to Liz.
Yeah, thank you.
You're so welcome, Christiana.
Very nice readings, ladies. Hello, Christiana. It's Liz.
Thank you.
And I have,
hi.
I have two cards for you, and this is so funny because I use this deck a lot, and they're cards 15 and 16, and there's no way they were next to each other in there. So I think that's funny when they come out that way because I know I've used this deck so many times that there's no way they were like that. But the first one, number 15, is Archangel Haniel, Joy, Blessings, and Intuition. And so I pulled my book out here. Archangel Haniel governs the moon and its spiritual connections. Her name means either grace of God or glory of God, and she has an amazing pearly white and light blue aura. She's all about, you know, honoring those cycles and big energy that we have. We know Mary said at the beginning of the show the full moon is coming up in the next couple of days here. Let's see. So, and it's about opening up your intuition, being more tapped into that. And I see that happening for you. You are expanding. You're really starting to understand your gift more. Here's what I wanted to read you. When we work with Haniel and her divine luminance, we naturally open our third eye. The third eye is located between the brows and governs our abilities to perceive. If we're having problems with our physical or psychic sight, it could mean that this chakra is blocked or doesn't have enough energy. Haniel can help with balance this. Haniel's energy has a lunar effect when she works with us. She can bring a tide of change that affects our whole life. As the glory of God, she enables us to see our divine gifts and qualities. She reminds us that these aren't always intense. They can be so subtle that we miss them. But when we call on this angel, she will illuminate them so that we can shine as a glorious child of God. And here, I want to give you the message from Haniel. Yeah, it says, it is your spiritual right to be strong and graceful. It is your spiritual right to see with great clarity. Within each soul who walks the earth, there lies the ability to connect with and exercise these great angelic qualities. If you work with me and my luminous light, I will support you in unleashing and expressing the divine from the inside out. Welcome me in, and I am here to serve you. So she definitely wants to work with you. Wants you to call her in to help you expand your intuition, and, you know,
get to know it even better, get to trust it, you know, get to really sit in it and be comfortable with it. And the next card, number 16, is achievement, and it's completion and reward. So, you know, you have worked on this a long time, and it's saying, you know, now's the time. It's coming. You've done all the work. Now it's just trusting and believing that what you're doing, you are doing. It's not, you know, you're not making it up. You're really doing it. It's really happening. So be happy that you worked hard to get this far. You worked hard to know this gift and strengthen it. So be proud of yourself. I feel like you have a lot of maybe naysayers in your life that aren't fully on board, but that doesn't matter. They're not you. They don't have to live in your shoes. They don't have to do what you do. Just keep doing what you're doing. They're not in your vibration. That's all. So it's okay. You know, wish them well. Hopefully they find their way into your vibration again someday, because, you know, what a great place to be, really. And they should all want to be there. Because when we're in tune, right, we're going to be successful. We're going to have wonderful things happen in our lives because we're listening to our intuition. We're tapped in. We're tuned in. So you're doing all the right things. You've worked hard to do this. Now trust yourself. Trust what you are hearing and, you know, seeing and believing, because it is happening. It is true. So that's my message for you, Christiana.
All right.
I hope
thank
that
you.
Helps you. You're welcome. Yeah, you have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Thank you. Oh, nice to hear from Christiana.
Great readings, too.
But nice. I love giving general readings. I'm like, I love to just give you what spirit has to tell you. All right. Well, I wonder if
There was a question on the chat by an Andy. Oh. I'm not sure if they called in or not, but I just got disconnected. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Oh, maybe because I clicked on it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm not sure if he's calling in, but I know there's a few, I guess there's new callers calling in, you know, with, and it's just so they know, at first we talk about the energies, we talk about ourselves, so that people understand what the process is. And after we talk about the energies and about everything that we want to share, we take callers. I just wanted to say that.
All right. Well, I will, I'll try this caller we picked up before, see if they're on. If not, we'll go to the next one. All right. You ready, ladies?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Do you have a question for us?
How is my situation going to go that I'm in right now?
Okay.
That you're in right now. Okay, hi Nicole. It's Jan. And let's see here. I'm seeing a full moon and a tree, and it's really dark outside. So the animal, where are you? It's an owl, because it's a bird on a tree, and I'm seeing the outline of an owl. So. But it looks a little dark outside. I mean, it's not totally dark. It's pitch black with this full moon. And that's a beautiful scene, though. I love that scene. And I love the owl. The owl is, like, one of the most incredible animals. So let's see here. I'm working with a different book. I know what the owl means. I like to hear what they say about it. Let's see, where are you? Perspective, perceptive, shadow guide, and talented nocturnal hunter. Owl teaches us to sense clearly so we may act with swiftness and precision, guiding us through the dark. So that's interesting that it says that, because I'm seeing total darkness here with just a big white full moon. Owl shows us the path to inner wisdom. So, yeah, and Owl is all about looking through deceptive situations also. That's what the Owl does. The Owl is able to pick up anything of deception. So if there's anything, you know, funny going on, you're going to be able to see it more clearly in time, because that's what you're going to be motivated to be doing when the Owl is around you. Also, it's a nice time to also meditate for in silence and in the darkness also, to be alert of any deception of others and to observe your environment. Listen and watch. Now is the time for prophecy. You will hear, see, and feel events that happened beforehand. That's what the Owl is all about. If you're facing a difficult decision, one that has considerable consequences, you want to make sure the decision will reap the best benefits for all concerned. You want to be more discerning at this time, especially about someone, as to what is true and what is illusion or deception. And if you're going through a rather dark period in your life, try to get some help. Just help, you know, whoever or whatever could help you to navigate through this situation.
A few questions.
So, yeah, go ahead.
So more of the thing, the situation is more like I'm between homes and I'm trying to find a place to live.
Uh-huh. Okay. Oh, that's hard. But are you staying somewhere? I mean,
yeah, but I'm not supposed to be here.
Oh, you're not supposed,
supposed
to be there.
I'm supposed to live on my own, and you can't just live with people, and I need to find a place to live, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, I mean, it takes time sometimes to find a place to live. Do you have a job? I mean, do you have the ability to take care of yourself, living in your own place and stuff?
If I did live in my own place, I definitely have everything I need, yeah.
Do you have a job?
I mean, so you're going to be able to do that, I feel. Yeah, that's probably why I'm seeing the darkness. It's kind of a dark, it's like a passageway right now, but you've got the full moon and the Owl right there. That's going to guide you right to it. You're going to be fine is what I'm hearing. You just have to work at it daily, you know, and get your feelers out there and start looking for a place to live and whatever job that you're doing, try to, you know, stay with it or try to get a job if you need a job. It's just a matter of going through the hoops to get all this stuff to happen. It's just one step at a time, and you can do it. It's just one step at a time. And every day you just do a little bit every day to move you towards that goal. You know what I mean? So those people, if they can just give you a little time, and if you can, you might need to just say to them, I so appreciate the help and I'm sorry, but I just need a little time. And if they can't do that, there's places you can go, you know, you may not want to go to, but I mean, there's places to go where they take people that don't have places to live. And you can look those places up. Huh?
I'm trying all of the avenues of all the places,
yeah,
and all the ways to try to get help, but basically,
right,
I need family to support me because I can't
to support you. Yeah.
I can't, I need to be able to talk to people make phone calls, not get lied to, and these the family members I do have left, I kind of want to say everyone's all for themselves or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
not really helping you out that much. Do you go into social services? Are you have you gone to social services to get the basics?
Yeah, I've tried every avenue. Okay. Like, I have every organization. I'm in every organization. I'm a.
Are
I've
you getting
gone
the help
the,
a little bit? Are you getting some of the help?
Just no. There is no help. It's I need family to support me, and that's what I need, and I can't get it. And I was wondering, what are steps should I take to, if, I don't know if this reading is appropriate. It's a little too personal, but I just, I want to know,
it's fine.
What, or do you see me getting, when do you see me, or when do you see me getting,
well, I'm
my
seeing
next place
that
to
you're
going to
do, I'm getting that you're going to do it step by step, that you will do this. That's what I'm getting. You are going to do it. That's if you want to hear the blunt yes or no, it's yes. And another thing that you can do is, I don't know how you feel about this, but you can go to a church and lay it out on the line for them, to them, and they will help you. That's what they're there for. That's what churches are there for. They do this for people. And you can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you have nowhere else to go, you've tried St. Vincent de Paul, you can go to all those different places in town that take people in to when you're homeless, et cetera, things like that.
They're really on your
try
places
them all.
Like that. Here.
Okay. If you don't have them, then you go to a – yeah. Oh, you go – then you go – you can go right over to one of the churches, and if you can't, if that church says no, go to the next church, because that's what churches do. They do that. They help people who need help like you. And but if you, the answer I'm getting is that you are going to do you're going to figure this out step by step. That's what I hear. So I don't lose, just have hope. I'm giving you some hope right now. I want to give you some hope right now, from a. Predictions perspective of the future. I hear you're gonna figure it out. So you got to just try other avenues, and you just have faith and get down on your knees and pray and say, God help me. That's what I do. And I'll tell you what, they hear us. The angelic hosts, Jesus, the angels, they hear us. The guides, the animals, and they make things happen for us. One time, I asked them one night, it's going to sound crazy, but this is true. I said, can you please tell me what I'm supposed to do to help my health? Just tell me, okay? Next morning, I saw the little one-pound weights outside laying on the floor like 2 feet away from where they're stored, all in a row. And I said to my husband, did you put those there? No. So I pick those things up, and I use them every day for my bones to get strong. So they hear us. They hear us. They will give you signs. They will give you directions. You ask them straight out. Ask for help. And I swear to God, you can go to these churches. They do help. And I do see you getting out of this. I do. So I'm just going to pass this right over. Huh?
Do you see a date I might move to the next place?
I don't see the day or anything. All I'm seeing is the owl. The owl is like right in front of my face. So the owl is such a sharp animal. You're gonna make it to that place. I don't see the day. I'm not seeing a day, but I am getting a 6 months kind of thing. It's going to take a little while where it may be a few months before you get totally shaped up here. Don't put any pressure on yourself. Don't put any pressure. I mean, you've just got to take it one day at a time and explain to the people where you're living that you're sorry, you're doing the best you can and you're doing everything that you can, everything. And you're going to keep doing everything you can because you're going to make it out of this. So I'm giving you some hope here and wishing you well and asking God to please surround you and take care of you in Jesus' name. Thank you. God bless. And so I'm just going to pass you right over to Mary.
Wow, Jan. That was so beautiful, Jan.
Thank you.
And Nicole. So as Jan gave you, this is Mary, by the way. As Jan gave you six, I kept hearing 6666, give her six. And I'm like, so I guess I don't know if I telepathically told Jan or she just saw the six, but I was given the six
maybe.
As well. So that
yeah.
was so beautiful, Jan. I love that because I was
cool.
like, you know, I know Nicole wants a time frame, and that's
well,
what
that's
I got.
Well, that's what I got, Mary.
Yep.
That's what
yep.
I got. I kept hearing 6 months, 6 months. So you sent it to me. That is so cool. Yep.
Yeah. And I just wanted to say, Nicole, you know, I'm sorry that this is going, that you're going through this. But what we can do is, or you can do by being there, it would be nice. I don't know if you're able to assist the person that you're staying with, you know, like maybe if you like cooking, cook, you know, clean, you know, just to like, so you can be there for a little bit without having constraints on, you know, I have to be stressed about leaving. You know, it's something welcoming to have someone help them around the house, you know, or around the apartment to do things, you know, even taking the garbage, I don't know, cleaning the tub. I don't know. It's ideas that I'm getting, but I do see a home for you, and it's just remember that we manifest everything, right? So just put it in a piece of paper of what it is, that perfect home you want, and manifest it exactly how you want it, because we've done that. I've done that. It's manifesting exactly on that list, you know, whether it's a one bedroom, two bedroom, you know, the first floor, third floor, you know, balcony, no balcony, you know, things like that. And just after you give it to the universe, just step back. And like Jan said, just calling in the angels, because we have a free will. So unless we call in the angels, they won't come. I mean, they'll help us in a situation that we have like a life or death. But as far as getting us, you know, tuning in with us and guiding us, that's really important to call them in. So that's when they come in and help. And prayer, yes, like Jan said, prayer is so powerful. You know, we've all on this show have gone through a lot, you know, personally, and it's just prayer gets you through. And, you know, having a support system, if you have, you know, someone that you can talk to, even the place where you're where, you know, they can help you out. But again, staying optimistic is the best thing. I'm getting the six, and the cards that fell out for you was breathe, Nicole. And it says the breath is the vital bridge between your body and soul. It's the connection between the inside and outside, connecting you to the universe, spirit, and the divine source. The breath permeates your entire being with prana, which is the same life-giving force that nourishes everything in the universe. So the more in high vibration you become and breathing, I like the fire breath. It's really amazing to do. And, you know, if you can just meditate a little bit just to get your head out of what's going on, you know, what you're going through. Because the more and more we focus on what we're going through, the more and more we're going to bring about those things, you know. And I truly believe there is a place out there that you have not explored in your town or where you're staying that can help you. And churches never turn people down. So I'm so surprised, you know, that you being turned away from churches, because normally churches do. I don't know. Things may have changed. But, you know, I got that. And, you know, you're being asked to take a step back and just, you know, relax. And I know, and this is everything that you're going through is temporarily. And they want you to take a deep breath and breathe, you know, and information is going to come to you. You know, try to take, I know it's really difficult in your situation, but try to take the step of the observer right now, as, you know, your soul is going to allow it to gather all this information that you need, you know, and the direction that you need. But I know something's opening up. I'm looking at my computer and there's like these buildings over here. So I don't know what state you're in, if there's buildings, but I see a house and little buildings nearby. So, you know, I feel, and they're brown too. So I don't know. We know, trust, you know, trust and believing that everything in our life happens for a reason, and I know it's really difficult, and I feel for you. I send you so much love, because this is a time to be together, a time to be grateful, but even in the hardest of times, it's we can be grateful for having our health, you know, and having either our children or whomever we have with us, you know, and that person letting you stay, being grateful for that, you know, which I'm sure you are. But, you know, it's just, I just send out my love to you, Nicole. And I know within 6 months, you're going to give us a call back. And I know there are going to be doors opening. It's not, I feel 100% like 6 months, but I'm feeling like more doors are going to open, like job wise and things where it's all, you know, once your mindset opens up to all these possibilities and you ask the angels for help and pray, it's going to open up. And, you know, just, it's going to be, just be confident, you know, and yeah. So I wish you all the best. And again, make sure you give us a call and let us know how everything goes. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. I'm switching you over to Liz.
Hi, Nicole. This is Liz. Sorry that you're going through a hard time. I think, you know, most of us, we do go through that. And the one word that, as Jan and Mary gave you their readings, kept going over and over and over in my mind was faith. Have faith. Because things always do get better. You know, I'm sure you've gone through hard things before, difficult things before, and you've come out the other side. You've made it through everything that life has thrown at you this far. And you'll get through this too. You know, and it is difficult to live in other people's living space. You know, it's uncomfortable for us. It's uncomfortable for them. Then we know it's uncomfortable for them. So then we get even more uncomfortable. And it's, you know, this delicate dance. And sometimes when it takes longer than we think, you know, to change, you know, it just becomes a little bit more tense. So, you know, I think like the other lady said, you know, tell the people, you know, how grateful you are that they're allowing you to do this, you know, and just keep saying that, as maybe annoying as you may feel that it may be. And, you know, like Mary said, to chip in and do what you can to help out. And it's temporary. That's the bottom line. It is temporary. I feel like Jan and Mary as well, that you are going to find where you are going to live. And it's going to be perfect, really. But I have two cards for you, and I think it's their. So at the start of the show, I got this deck out and I shuffled it, and this card came out, and I was like, oh, that's interesting, and it's kind of a funny card. So it's number 11, and it's Emotional Desert, and it says inactivity and isolation. And I looked at this card, and I'm like, well, it's so weird, because that sounds like such a dark, icky message. But the card is like this beautiful oasis in the desert with the sun shining down. Like, it looks beautiful and heavenly. So really what the emotional desert is, you know, the dark night of the soul, where we feel all alone, where we feel like, you know, this is, we're in this dark place and we're stuck and we don't know how we're going to get out of it. And we don't like our situation and we don't know what to do and we feel all alone. And then, you know what? We find something in that time. We learn something. We find out something about ourselves. One of those things happens. And then it's like, what? We step out of it like, la, la, here I am. I know so much now. So being alone, most of us are afraid of, but it's so beautiful. And it's where we truly find out who we are. It's where we connect to our authenticity again. And where we tap into our intuition and get the answers that we need. So, you know, you feel like you feel like you're in a rut, you feel like you're stuck, but just have faith. Have faith that it's going to change. Have faith that it's going to work out, and it will, because it is going to. So the number 11 I wanted to tell you means you are in a state of expansion and getting to know your true self better than ever. Know you were born to shine. So I loved that with this card, because this book and these cards are not linked, but I was like, how beautiful is that with this sun shining on this card, and it says, know you were born to shine. So beautiful things are going to happen for you, Nicole, really. And the second card is number 33, which I loved, 11 and 33, like crazy angel numbers in the reading. And it's phase entanglement. It says emotional influence. I feel like you are in a situation where you're surrounded by a lot of people who are talking and, you know, they're not in a positive momentum, letting you believe that things are going to work out. They're kind of being dismal and bringing you down to that vibration of, oh, I'm going to be stuck like this forever. This is never going to change. I hate this. This is what's just going to be. And I don't like this. That's not how you want to, I mean, you don't want to be there, and you're not going to be there. So don't listen to other people. I think, like Mary said, you know, envision those things that you want. Believe that it's going to happen. And no matter how much they tell you it's not, know that it is. Keep reassuring yourself it's coming, because it'll be here before you know it, really. And that's what this card is about. It's just don't listen to what other people say. Tune into yourself. Tap into your higher self. You know, what are you feeling? What are you being called to do or try? You know, listen to that inner voice. Because the number 33, the message in that is, Master Jesus and his angels are with you. This is a sacred time for growth and healing. This is something that you need to go through to, you know, discover more about who you are, maybe how strong you are, maybe how you can overcome things that other people tell you you can't. Sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we need to say, I'm going to show you, right? Tell me I can't. I'll do it twice. Like, because we are tough. And anything we set our mind to, we can achieve. And I do believe that, Nicole. And I do feel strongly that you're going to be out of this situation. Envision it for yourself. Envision where you want to be. You know, what it looks like, how it feels to be in your own space. You know, how are you going to decorate it? All those things. So, I hope that message helps you. Make sure you call us back and let us know how everything goes for you. We always love to hear back from our callers. And we'll say a prayer for you this evening. And, have a great Thanksgiving, Nicole.
Thanks, bye.
Take care now.
Oh, sometimes it's hard when you don't have the,
You know,
you
don't feel good about your situation that you're in. And it happens to all of us. You know, we've all gone through times where we're not happy with where we are. Maybe it's in our job or a living situation or whatever. They can be difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if the people around you are not, if the people around you aren't giving positive information, it makes it worse too. So,
yeah.
I hope, what
I was getting, Liz, and I loved all you guys' readings, was that while you were giving her a reading, I was getting like, you know, stay busy with something else. You know, like, I think you mentioned like doing a class or something. I don't know. It was just like we've all been through this, right, where there is a standstill and we just need to trust and release and surrender and then, you know, do something else while really what we really are manifesting is in the universe being manifested. And, you know, stay busy with something else, whether it's, you know, helping the family she's staying with or something to make things better for herself, I'm hearing.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times, you know, when we do something, you know, a watch pot never boils, right? So we do the things that we have to do. We do all the things that we're supposed to do in the steps that Jan, you know, gave. You know, like Jan said, you're going to do all the steps and get there. Right? Because we have to do all the things. You have to take every step. So do all the steps and then trust that it's going to happen and go do something else that you enjoy. Do something you like. Maybe it's reading a book.
Exactly.
Maybe, you know, and it might seem like you're not doing anything because, you know, you're taking this time to kind of relax, but you've done all the things that you're supposed to do. So it's okay to rest, right? We forget that, this, you know, we have this connotation that rest is a bad thing. If we're not doing something, that something's wrong and that we're, you know, we should be constantly moving and changing and doing. We're, no, you know, we can rest. We do need to rest. We need to honor the rest. It's important. So, well, best of luck to Nicole. And,
yeah.
We know that she'll find her place here quicker than she thinks.
I think so, too.
Right,
just that she's reaching out like this is very positive for her. She's going to get the ball rolling.
Right. She just put that energy out into the universe, too. She needs a place to live.
Exactly.
Right? So there she is. She spoke it out to all of us. So now it has even more power.
Mm-hmm.
Now she starts thinking
right.
about what that place looks like, where it's located, you know, how she feels when she's there. It's going to come even quicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And the I am presence, too.
Yeah. So, all right, we got 12 minutes, ladies. I think we can get one more caller in here.
Yes.
All right. Area code 612, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Oh, good.
Let's see.
Hello?
Area code 612.
Constance?
Okay.
612?
I think she falls asleep on us.
Oh,
she does.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. We'll put her back on hold. Oh, darn.
Yeah. What we did have was that question. I don't know. I think they left already, but Andy, he had a question. When I move, do you see me moving somewhere else in Pennsylvania or directly to another state? That was what Andy WW1 was asking, but I mean he left the chat, but it was just a question that he had.
Okay. Let's see, what do you see, Jan?
Well, I heard direct move, so I don't did he ask about a direct move? I hear direct move.
Directly to another state or Pennsylvania. I got another state as well, direct move, right?
Okay.
Is that what you mean by a direct move?
That's what I get.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How about you?
I was feeling like it was away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Staying in the same place.
Yeah.
So.
Okay,
well,
perfect.
That helps
well, at least
you,
we got Andy, so hopefully he'll listen to this show.
We had a couple of chat people on, mostly saying hi. Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Is there any other questions? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have one other person we can pick up this evening, it looks like.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Area code 856, you're live with Angel Answers. Do we have your first name, please?
Sure. It's Rosemaria. How are you?
Good, Rosemaria. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I have a lot of questions, but I guess I know I'm moving forward with a relationship and all that stuff, but no communication, so I was wondering about next month if there's any communication. I've been getting signs here and there, if that makes sense, what they drive
uh-huh.
for a living, so like a little twitch in my finger, and they haven't called. When that happens, they call, but not yet. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Yeah. So, Rosemaria, Jan, and I'm just going to go kind of quickly since we don't have too much time. I see
okay.
the wolf, and I just wonder, have I given you wolf before? I feel like I have, but I see the wolf for you.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Okay. So, it says finding mental balance often involves letting go of what we think we know and opening up to what is. In balance, we give up rigid control. And let's see. We find balance by grounding, attuning with the earth, sensing the intrinsic harmony of life. Balance enables us to hold steady, finding stability and equilibrium in our body, mind, and spirit. Let's see. It really talks about balance in this book about for the wolf, really big time. It's all about balance. And then walking, swimming, dancing, surfing, the momentum of all these things bring a physical response to help us balance. So you might want to do some physical activity, dancing or things like that. And, wolf is intelligent, perceptive, loyal, and loving. Wolf helps us to balance, and they keep saying balance. Freedom with responsibility and to walk our path with integrity. So basically they're just asking you to try and get more balance in your life and to think about that even more than whether he's going to call or not. But I know you want to know if he's going to call. And so
I have a death in the family in my immediate family and my another
That's
sibling
right.
is giving me an issue.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. Yeah, and what I keep hearing is that you're waiting. You're waiting for him, and I'm hearing that it's going to be more of a wait, that there's going to be still more of a wait. I'm not getting a call right away still. I'm just getting you're going to be waiting a while. So in the meantime, while you're waiting, you could be dancing or taking class or just, you know, doing some fun activities for yourself. And so that's mostly what I'm getting is that there's going to be a wait period before this call happens. I'm not sure when
yeah.
it's going to happen. So
yeah,
just hold like, on and just hold on.
Yeah,
and
there's, gotcha. Hold on. I don't think I can hold on
I
any
know,
much longer
yeah.
with that issue that I
know.
I have here. So.
Well, that's what you need to figure out if you want to keep holding on and you want to keep waiting. But that's what I'm hearing. You're going to be waiting. So I'm going to pass it right over to Mary, and I'm glad you called in, and hope to hear from you soon again, okay?
All right. Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Rosemaria.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I don't know if – I guess you weren't on when I was talking about it's time for rebirth and consciousness and endings. And shocking events and, you know, bringing end to what's no longer serving us. And, you know, So I just wanted to let you know that if you weren't on, just like if you could re-listen, because I really think it applies to what's going on in your life. And the first thing I was told to get the cards from the language of letting go. So it's time to let go. You know, and that's what I get deeply, and my whole crown is like, you know, tingly. It says today, the card is trusting in God, and there's tears. Today, I will know that all my wants will be met. I will give my needs to the universe and trust that God will take care of the desires of my heart. I will have faith that I truly deserve to have my wants and needs met. You know, if that person is not meeting your needs and wants, although we should never want something because that's just a lack mentality, it's more manifesting it into and visualizing it into manifestation. You know, okay, I'll just go to the next card. It says, moving through discomfort, again, tears. Tears, let tears flow, you know, let it go. And it says, today I will face discomfort, trusting that feelings of healing and release are on the other side. Help me, God, to feel whatever needs to feel to be whole and healthy. While I'm doing this, I will trust that I'm cared for and protected by myself, my friends, my higher power, and the universe. And that's really what I have for you before we get cut off. You know, trusting you, you're amazing, Rose Maria. And, you know, there was a time that you were elevating out of this, right? And it's just finding that way again. And within this time frame of, you know, the Gemini full moon coming up in the next few days, that's the time to for rebirth, letting go, seeing the truth in people, seeing right through people. I mean, like, you're being shown. I mean, really, it's the angels telling you, open up, look at what we're showing you, you know. Sometimes actions speak louder than words, right? You don't need a word because the action is there. So just, you know, I'll leave you with that. But, you know, it's just, I know you're better than this. You know, and I just wish you all the best. And again, I'm so sorry for the loss of your dad. And I'll send you over to Liz so she can get a chance to give you her reading as well, like 2 minutes. Thank you, Rose Maria.
Hi, Rose Maria, Liz. I have two cards for you. And the first one is number 12. Elementals, nature spirits, and the four elements. So grounding, I think Jan talked about grounding, and, you know, but also with the elementals, you know, the fairies and the gnomes, they're tricksters, right? They try, they like to get us going, not in a malicious type of way, but they, you know, they're like little kids. They think they're just being funny. So sometimes they will behave, they'll mimic other people, or they'll mimic things people do because they are trying to get your attention. So I feel like what, you know, the sign that you're getting, it's not really the sign from this person that you're looking for. But the card is number 12, and 1 plus 2 is 3. And 3, I always see the number 3 as like the perfect, that's perfect balance, right? Think of a triangle, three sides that are all the same, and it's, you know, perfectly balanced, perfectly proportioned. Three is about having your mind, body, soul all in alignment and balanced. So balance was big in Jan's reading. So the other thing that the elementals remind us of is for us to go have fun and be playful, be, you know, be like a little kid. Go enjoy yourself, because you're waiting around for this person. You're letting life pass you by, you know, and there's so much for you to do and see. And if they want to be in your life, they're going to get up off their butt and they're going to come find you and go and see it with you.
And if they
exactly.
don't, they're going to get out of your vibration, and the person that does want to do that stuff with you is going to come into your vibration. So make sure you're having fun. Make sure you're happy and you're having a good time, because that's who you need to worry about in this life right now. And the second card is number two, attachment, and it's longing and desperation. And again, we have the two, right? Balance, two. There is balance in everything, right? The yin and the yang, the dark and the light, the good and the bad. So we know that we have this stuff throughout life in many different forms. And, you know, maybe this is just one of those things that doesn't work out. It's okay, right? We learn something, we move on. But when we hold on to it, it keeps us stuck. And you have so much going for you, just like Mary said. You're better than this. All I could see was like you taking yourself out all dressed up to dinner at a fancy restaurant, and you're by yourself and you're dressed to the nines, but you're happy and you're doing something for you. And that's wonderful.
I wish I could with no money coming in. I lost my job in between too, so I have to watch what I spend.
I'm like, envision mm-hmm. yourself in that fancy restaurant treating yourself. But, you know, sometimes just doing things for us, you know, having a nice day and going somewhere that you enjoy and, you know, that doesn't cost any money. You know, if you like to hike, going to a place you like to hike at and just, you know, taking it all in, being present there, enjoying the views and the, you know, all the things, like, submerge yourself in your life and enjoy it and be happy. Because then you're going to get to your optimal vibration, and that optimal vibration is going to bring in all the people that fulfill your life and complement your life, because they're also in the same vibration. And together, you're only going to continue to make each other better. And it's going to be exactly where you want to be. And you probably won't even call us anymore. So, you know, make you happy. That's your number one priority. You are your number one priority. So do things for you, Rosemary. Do things to fill your cup, to, you know, to show yourself the person that you are and what you're worthy of. You're worthy of you know, someone that pays attention and spends time with you and wants to be around you and do things with you and support you, and you support them best, right? Because that's what we're supposed to do, is hold each other up. So, you know, look for those people and envision yourself with those people. Be one of those people, right? Because you deserve that. So,
yeah,
I hope that helps you.
Yeah, you can't even call me anyway besides. So, yeah, all right.
And you just had
cool.
this major thing, you know? He should be there. He should be there with you. He should be there helping you and, you know, making sure you're okay.
Yeah, so. There's a reason for that one, too. But that's besides the point anyway. All right, cool. Appreciate
all
it.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, have a happy Thanksgiving, Rosemaria.
Thanks,
and,
Jeff.
We will talk to you soon.
All right, thanks.
Take good care.
Yes. Well,
all right.
I was sending to you also. I was testing this. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. And you said it. You said the word. I was like,
my test got all tightened up, and I'm like, I was trying to say what I was saying, and I'm like,
yeah.
Gosh, I can't breathe. I'm like, what? And I'm like, now I don't know what I want to say.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but I was just like, I was like, I know she's going to say she is worthy. I know she is. Because I pulled in a card from the Soul Truth, and it said, you are worthy. You are deserving. You are loved. And it's a quote from Maya Angelou, and it says, start seeing the divine beauty within you and go out and claim the life you have dreamt of. Your crown has been bought and paid for. put it on your head and wear it. And you have the perfect example, right, Liz, taking yourself out to date. I'm single. I do that. I buy myself flowers. I buy, you know, I go out because, and I went to the movies by myself. It's okay. And, you know, it's okay to do things for yourself while that special someone comes. You know, so that's, I totally agree with everything you both said. You know, it's beautiful. It's knowing that we are worthy of what's coming to us, you know, and finding that, dreaming big, you know, and then letting it go because the universe is going to take care of all of it, you know. But if we don't let go of what doesn't serve us, then the universe is going to give us more of what we don't deserve.
Well, because we think it feels good, you know. But I I saw Rosemary all dressed up like with furs and, you know, heels and, you know, this ball gown, and she's got her hair done, and she's walking into the place to have the, you know, big old filet mignon, and
that's my favorite. Well, before I used to
her champagne, I don't know, you know, and she's just, you know, and she's just enjoying it. By herself. No one is telling her no. And I love the thing about the crown, because I always say there's too few opportunities to wear a tiara.
Yeah. There is. I totally agree with
that's
that.
That's right.
What a beautiful show.
I have one that I wear out on
New Year's Eve. Yeah, I know, right? I love that.
All right. Yes, it was, ladies. And have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your families tomorrow.
Thank you.
And your friends. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz.
And, thank you. God bless you guys. And I'm so grateful for all of you. Even, you know, I know DC and Peg are not here. We love them. I love you guys. And we miss them. And happy Thanksgiving to all the callers, everyone who was on the chat, you know, asking questions and answered a couple of people's questions that were on there. So thank you again, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank
love you all too.
Okay. Bye.
Yes. Love you.